We are learning Maseches Bava Kama Daf Kuf Tes Amud Aleph. We are beginning from the Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Ches Amud Beis. Look at the Mishnah. Heichon Pigdoini. A guy goes over to the Shoyim and says, "What's my cause normally? Ovad." He said, "It's got lost." Mashviachani. He said, "Make a shuva." I mean, he makes a shuva for that. But Edom Oitzu Shachlu. Edom say that he actually took it himself. So here is a case where he tainted it was Ovad and he was lying, and Edom came and said he was lying. In this case, you don't pay kefil because it's not tainted tanas ganiv. It's tainted tanas Ovad. Therefore, Mashalim Keren. But if you moida yourself, mashalim karen chayim shvashim, because that's the halacha. If you make a shvua and then you moida, so then you pay karen chayim shvashim. But what about heichem pekadoni? Where's my recording? Amalai nigna, we got stolen. And mashbiachani, make a shvua. Amar amen. Ve'edim meid the ma'aser shugam. Ve'edim meid that he stole it. Then if you're caught, mashalim, like we said, edim meid that he stole it. Mashalim, the stumi kefil. Then you pay kefil because that's toyin tanas ganav. Hoida me'atzmoi. If he's made himself, he pay Karen Chaim Mishvashim. So far, the Mishnah is something we know because we repeated a bunch of times already in this Masechta that there's a difference between Tanya Tanya's Ova and Tanya Tanya's Galav. But now I want to go back to the halacha of that we have to return the Gezela in order to bring the Asham. One of the prerequisites to bring the Asham is you got to give back the Karen, you got to give back the principal. So a Gezela's Ova, someone steals from his father, Vinishbal, and he swears to him, Umes, and he dies. And he was Maida, he has to pay Karen Chaim Mishvashim. What does he do? Now, he, let's say, for example, he's the only son. Or even if he has other brothers. Lamaisa, part of this, or all of it, it belongs to him. So what does he do? He pays himself? He keeps it himself? Or he has to pay a Karen to someone? Zok to Mishnah, Mordi Gechidish. Harezi Mishalem Karen V'chaymish Osham LeBonov, which means the Bonov of the father, which means his brothers. Or LeOchiv, or his father's brothers. Now, even though his father's brothers don't get a Yerusha when he's here, but Klapi Diskeneva, we skip him. Because he has to give something. In order to be Mekayim his mitzvah of Hashava, he got to give it to someone else. So that's the halacha, that if he steals from his father and his father dies, he is not Yerushit, that thing he owes, he has to give it to someone. He has to give it either to his brothers. If he doesn't have brothers, he gives it to his father's brothers, even though he's alive. V'meina, right? If he doesn't want, Oyesha ain't loy, he doesn't have any money. Loyve, we borrow money to pay this. V'alichoyiv ba'am v'nefram. So not a chiddush. That he has to kind of mitzvah shav. He doesn't have any money. He doesn't want to do it. So what we do is, we go to the bank, we get the money from the bank, we give it to the brothers. Now, this fellow owes that money, this ganav. But the chiddush is here, when the bank comes to collect, the bank could collect from the estate and take even his chelik from the estate. Because it's this din hashava. But you could now, it does belong to him, so therefore you could come and collect from the estate. I read the Rashi says, "Balechayiv ba'am v'nefram min ha'shava es chalkai." Going, "Hoyu shnei achim." There's two brothers. Hushlish, he's a third. Three sons. Nefram balechayiv min ha'shava shlish achayiv v'ashar yigvumenu. He only has to pay 2/3 of it, but the other third you could take from the estate because that taka belonged to him. So the halacha is that he has to mekayim the hashava somehow. And there is even a case where his chelik of this hashava will belong to him. It's like paying himself to a certain extent. So, but that's the law. The chiddush of this Mishnah is that when you steal from your father, you can't just moichel it to yourself. Even if you're only son, you have to make hashava. Another halacha that shaykhs in the darim, ha'imer lebenoi. Someone says to the son, koyinim yatan nenem shli, never getting any hanaf from me. In mace, if the father dies, so then you're shenu, he still gets the Yerusha. Because what he meant is, in his lifetime, you're not going to have enough of me. But let's say he speaks out, the father speaks out, on top of Daf Kuftas and Aleph. B'chayev v'moysoi, that you cannot be net of me say when I'm alive, say when I'm dead. In mace, if he dies, then lo yirishenu. He can't be yours, he spoke it out. Even after death, I'm not letting you have hana. V'yach, so the bottom of they go to their brothers, or to the father's brothers, whoever's the next Yerush is, next in line. V'im ein loy. Let's say he has nothing to eat. So what he could do is, let's say his chelik Yerusha is $1,000. He could borrow up to $1,000, buy food, and the bank could come collect from the estate $1,000. That really technically belongs to him, because you can't have enough from it. This is not called anah. Paying up a chayv is not called anah. It's called just like mavriach ari, getting away the ari, getting away the line, getting away the debt. That's not called hana, and therefore you could do that. That's why it comes to the Mishnah, because of that Eitzah. But the bottom line is, as we go to the Gemara, our Gemara has discussed this Merdik Echidish, that if someone steals from his father, or steals from anyone, he has to make a mitzvah hashava. And he can't give back something to himself. He has to give it to someone else. Zokta Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef, afilu la'arniki shel tzedakah. As Rashi says, if he doesn't find a Yerush Laviv, he doesn't find, every person has a Yerush, his father's not a Ger, he doesn't find one. So what should he do? He give it to Arnik Yishol Tzedakah. And that is the Yitzhak of the Mitzvah. And the Rosh brings right from here, that this din, Hashavah, that he can't keep for himself, is the Rabbanon, the din, he has to give it to someone else. Because why would Arnik Yishol Tzedakah help? But he says, you give it to Arnik Yishol Tzedakah. You have to speak out when you're giving it to tzedakah. By the way, this is the gezel of that I stole from my father, and I'm giving it to tzedakah. You have to speak that out. The Rishonim handle, if you're giving it to your brothers or your father's brothers, you also have to say zeh gezel avi or not. In Chum, the Rishonim will talk about that. But like, in any case, what? What's the Indian? Because people think you're giving tzedakah, you're giving a present. You have to show this is my mitzvah hashava. Because betzim doesn't make so much. It's not obvious by itself that it's a mitzvah. There's a hashava here. What am I giving a hashava to them? What are they going to do with anything? For example, the case of the father's brothers and you're alive, the father's brothers not even yarshim. There's a merit to yachidish that I can make a hashava to them. So it's maisa. You have to speak out. This is the hashava because especially if you learn the rabban digadin, you have to do a maisa hashava. You have to do something that's a hashava. That's the chiddush of the gemara. Faith gemara kasha. I understand the problem over here. We know, we're going to show in a second, we learned from Mishnah before, that let's say a nigzal says, you know what, don't pay me, I'm moichel you. Are you mekayim mitzvah shava? Yes. That's what the Gemara says before. It's a Mishnah before. Mishnah says, you're moichel on the carib, you can bring the asham, because you're mekayim the mitzvah. So here also, let him, he's now, let's say he's the only son. He's the only son. Let him be moichel to himself. And with that, the mekayim the mitzvah shava. Right, the Gemara, my nimchlel and avshei. When like Rashi says, heichad en yerush elahu v'kulo shaloi, let him be meichel. Midlay tana. Didn't learn the Mishnah before, a few blad ago. Machaloi ala keren v'loy machaloi ala chaimesh. If the nigzal is meichel on the keren, as not meichel on the chaimesh, you could bring the carbon. Alma bar mechilu. You see that shayich to have a mechilu. It's shayich to have mechilu. The Mishnah was saying you don't have to go to Madai for the Chaimish, you could just put it on the side, this is the Chaimish, and finish, you go bring the Asham. And you mach alay ala karen. No, but actually the Chaimish is not ma'akiv. The Chaimish ground is not ma'akiv. But in this case, I'd rather you put aside the Chaimish, but it's not a little mitzvah, but it's not ma'akiv. It's not ma'akiv Asham, only karen is ma'akiv Asham. So Mishnah later on, Daf Kof Yud, the Mishnah says that Nasan has a Kemal as a Chaimish, ain't a Chaimish ma'akiv. It's not ma'akiv the Chaimish. But in any case, see, you can be moichel on the Karen. You didn't make a mitzvah shava here. When the nigzal is moichel, did you do a shava? No. You were moichel. The nigzal was moichel. So here also, let him be moichel himself. I'm a bar mechilu. So here also, what if you can't mitzvah shava? Do a mechila. That alone is a shava. Come over here. So finish. Moichel to yourself. The whole din of mechila, Zakti Gemara, is machlaikis really. The Gemara is trying to say it's a mechilas or a kiva and reis aglili v'chlal if you could do a mechila. The Tanya. So we have to remember there's two mishnayos and this is going to be a third brisa. One mishnah says macholoy asakeren works. Another mishnah says that if you steal from your father you have to do hashava. You can't be mechilat. And now we have a third brisa. The Tanya went to the brisa. The pasuk says in the Torah by the din of keren chaimish v'asham. That if you're misvada, you're bringing keren chaimish v'asham, and the pasuk says, what happens if you have an ish? But im ein ish goyel lahosh v'asham, you don't have this ish has dies, he has no yarshim, you have no one to give the money to. So what's the halacha? Ha'asham ha'mushav l'Hashem like koyin, it goes to the koyin. Mevad el kapur meshchab or love besides to the asham they have to bring. So the pasuk says that some person does not have a goyel. So who is that? Is there someone in the world who doesn't have any yarshim? Ella, we're talking about begezel hager kosim adaber. We're referring to gezel hager. That there, the ger has no yarshim. Harei shegozel hager. A ger is a convert that has no yarshim. So you stole from a ger. In this place, what the meshama shemes hager, and he heard the ger died. It was mistaken. For yamalek kasbei va'asham yerushalayim. He's middle bringing up the kesef and the asham to yerushalayim. The kesef to give to the kahanim, and the asham to bring the shlaim. And what happened? Paga buys the ger, and he meets the ger. I guess the ger was pretty sick, but he met him. V'zokvul of milva. The ger said, "You know what? I know you need money now. You're tight. You know what? Right now, the exhale is taking care of you. You owe me the money now. You owe me the money. What's that halacha? Mace? Then the ger dies. Zokha halav mashav yodai. The ganiv is zaycha from what's in his hand. The very basically. Kiva imer. He has to give it to someone. He's not Yaitz's mitzvah until he gives it away. He has to give it. He has to give it to someone, as Rekiva says. So what do we see? We see over here machlekes. Rav Yosi Aglieli and Rav Akiva. Rav Akiva says that it could be meichel. It could be meichel because you see that the ger by bzakla milva is enough. And Rav Akiva says no. Ain't let the kohen. You have to give it. So the Gemara right now assumes Rav Yosi Aglieli lo yishtol nafshe lo yishtol acher motzi machel. That first of all, you can meichel to yourself, which is, and even if some acherim is meichel to you, also both of them are considered a mitzvah hashava. Aye, it's mashma dafka zokvul of a milva, but let's say not, then you wouldn't be yerush from the ger directly. It wouldn't be able to meichel yourself. It's lav dafka right now. It's lav dafka the zokvul of a milva. The Rav Akiva loyshta acherim loyshna lav shei loymotzi meichel. That you can't, either way it doesn't work. It says that, and that's what we're saying right now, that will be the machlekes, the two mishnayos, like this. The mishnah that says before that mechila works, that's going to be sagili. And there he's saying that if someone else is meichel to you, you're mekayim mitzvah shava. And we're saying, who are then if you're meichel to yourself? It's mekayim mitzvah shava. Masha Inkein, Rabbi Kiva argues. Rabbi Kiva holds you cannot be Meichel al Nafshei, and you can't be Meichel al Achayim, can't be Meichel to you either. And this Mishnah over here that says that a Gadol's lover can't do it is going according to Rabbi Kiva. That's the Gemara. And the Bryce says, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yosi Aglieli. And it's Lav Dafk with Zokvah Milva. In any case, it's like this. Like the Gemara speaks out, Rabbi Yosi, who are didn't feel Lo Zokvah Milva? If you're Rabbi Yosi, didn't, even if you weren't Zokvah Milva, the halacha is that you could. Even lo yizak milva, the halach is that you could be meichel. If I don't zak milva, like the yachal koychoi, the Rabbi Kiva, the filzak milva, ain't like takana. Actually, yoytzi gzeila matachas yadai. There's no takana until you actually give the money. Which means like this: what is easier to hear? If someone else is meichel to you, you're meichel to yourself. So Gemara is assuming that it's easier to hear if someone else is meichel and says ki'ilu is kabalti, that's a mitzvah shava. I owe Reuven the money. Reuven says, you know what? Keep it. So there, I hear mechila. It's a bigger chiddush that I can meichel something to myself because like there's no interaction at all. I just like I said, I'm not giving it. So the kasha was that if it maybe by ger, there it's better because the ger was meichel technically. Ger said let's transition from a gzela to a milva. So really, the ger was meichel. So maybe there basically the hell's it works. Who said it works even when I've said? So Gemara is saying, no, who adin? Why we zetzain the machloikis by zokvul of a milva? But they said that even Rabbi Kiva there will argue and hold that you can't have a mechila. So right now what we're saying is that it's across the board, Rabbi Kiva holds you always cannot be meichel, and whatever meichel does not work for the mitzvah shava, and according to Rabbi Yosi Aglieli, it always does work. And therefore, our mishnah over here, right here on Kuf Ches Nevei, is going according to Rabbi Akiva. The mishnah 4 says, machal la ala karen, is going according to Rabbi Yosi Aglieli.
Right. What do you
leave
it as by the
Ganav?
With
the
Ger? Yeah.
If you were in Zakla Mova?
Money Zakla.
Then you owe him the money, as a Ganav.
So then why
do
you have to
give it to Kahanav? What? Well, you do have to give it to Kahanav, yeah.
Why basically
he says. But basically, he holds because it's you can Michael yourself. You're holding on to the money. You're Muxik. So it's Ili, you might.
The bus,
huh?
You have to give it to
right. Oh, so you're asking a kasha. You're saying, so what's the case of Kahanim then? That's what you're asking. Yeah, Gemara's asking a kasha. So what would be the case of Kahanim? Yeah, that's a good kasha. That's what he's asking. He's asking, if you're a Yosef Aglieli, then what is the case of Kahanim? You always, everything the Gerah does, you get it. So what's the case of Kahanim? Gemara's going to ask the kasha. Maskar HaSheshesh on this Hanocha here. Right now we're saying the Hanocha is that Rabbi Yosef Aglieli holds Mechila always works and Rekiva holds it never works. So Maskar HaSheshesh, if that was the case, Yachi, so why would you write the Mishnah that says that it's v'chadish mechila, the Mishnah gives the case of mechila when someone else is meichelit, not a case of Gozel's Aviv. You should have said the case of l'nafshei to bring out the chiddush of Yosef Aglieli, and you should have said the case of the other case for this chiddush. You should have said it for this. Dr. Gemara, maskefla Rav Sheish Yisachy Rav Yosef Aglieli lashvien l'nafshei kol shekein la'acherim. You should for sure say. Here she's saying a case basically that an avshay you could be meichel and kolshkan la'acherim. You know for sure acherim. Then Rav Akiva lashmin la'acherim zetzayin la'acherim v'leimotzi machel v'kolshkan la'avshay leimotzi machel. That you can't be meichel. Elo amar avshay. The kasha is just say if that's the facts. Why are you going to the lesser of a chiddush? Say a case of the bigger chiddush. So to Gemara elo amar avshay. Ha v'ha Rabbi Yosi Aglieli. They're both going according to Rabbi Yosi Aglieli. When the so Rav Sheshesh is arguing, he's going to say a different mahalach that both mishnayos could be Rav Yosi Aglieli. Kikom Rabbi Yezik Lira, the Matzim Vachel, La Acherim, the only time you can make is only La Acherim. The only time Achila works is that, oh, Ruvain money, he says, you know what, keep it. That is a key in a mitzvah shav at a certain extent. But you cannot be meichel for yourself. You cannot be meichel for yourself. So why, by the case of ger, do you get to keep it? There, because it was zakhla milvas. That's a form of making it into acherim as meichel. The ger said, you know what? You don't owe me the money. It's just a havah now. It's not a gnev anymore. So that's why it's like acherim. So the Gemara is saying like this. Both, everything is very Zaglili. Both Mishnayos and Maseches Bava Kamma are very Zaglili. The first Mishnah, Machla Achayim, that's what he holds. And here, by Gozel's Aviv, it does not work, because it came Michael and Avshay. I had a case of Ger. There was Zaklav of Milva. That's Rav Sheish's Terence. Rav Amar, Hava Rav Akiva. They're both going according to Rav Akiva. Kiyom Rav Akiva, Liloy Motzi Machla and Avshay. Going down a different Terence. Rav says, both are Rav Akiva. Kiyom Rav Akiva, Liloy Motzi Machla and Avshay. They can't be Michael, is an Avshay. Is only when it's a gozel's aviv. Aval la'acherim matzi machol. But la'acherim, you could be machol. Ah, you're going to ask me, so why by ger does Rabbi Akiva argue? L'chardir is like acherim. So zokta b'adam Rashi, two lines from the bottom. Af agav the ger zokfu, kivin d'loi machol mechila gemura. Since he didn't say mamash machol, he nafka with her is gzela. Aval nigzal agaz the moider Rabbi Akiva the machol. He holds that Zakhla Milva wouldn't be called Acherim. That's what Rashi is saying. So what's the two Terutzim? Rav Sheish says that both of you are Zigli holds that you can't be Meichel and Avshay. So everyone can be Agri Zigli. Or Rav says everything's Rav Akiva. Rav Yezigli holds you could be Meichel and Avshay. You could Meichel everything. Rav Akiva is even masculine. You can Meichel Acherim. Acherim can Meichel to you, but not Lanavshay. Zakhla Gemara, Mechlal. Rav Yezigli is Sava. Let's see if you're Rava. It comes out top on base now. Kuftes on base. Mechal b'yezik l'sava. I feel an avshay matzim machol. That even for yourself, you could be machol. So ela gezal ger the kamar achmon and see like adam meichem shkachas lo. So if that's the case, so l'chayra that's the kash we had before. Someone asked before l'chayra that there. Gezla Ger, the Kamarachmana, Nesina Lekahanim, what's the case? What's the part to Nesina Lekahanim? Every time the Ger dies, I'm holding on to my money, I'm Michael to myself, so what's the name of the Ger? Give it to the Kayim. Amar Rav Ochamay Eskinon, Kishagazal Esager, Vinishbaloy, Umeis Hager. The case was, you stole from the Ger, you swore, and before you were Moida, the Ger dies. Vahoidel Achamisa, the Be'idnan the Oide, Konu Hashem Nas L'Kanim. When you are Moida, automatically Hashem is Koinet that gives it to Kanim. This that we say you can Moichel and Avshay is after your Chayiv already, the Ger dies, so I'm saying, oh, I just was Moichel, I just got it, I was Koinet, I'm Moichel to myself. But here, B'shas the Hoida, that when the Chayiv happened, it already was in the belt that the Baldava Kilu, you know, Kaloi Mar, the Baldava was Hashem and the Kanim, so they owe it to them. I can't be Moichel, it doesn't go to me anymore. And therefore, that's the case. So the case of Gezal Ger would be in the Pasuk, Dafki Yemaita after the Ger died, that would be the case of Kanim, but before, in Chanami, according to Rezek Lili, you would be able to have a Mechilah.